You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the share market. Indian benchmark indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 hit fresh record highs intraday before pairing some gains to end at record closing highs. While Sensex rallied 347.9 points or 0.56% to touch a high of 62,686.84 before closing at 62,504, the Nifty 50 index climbed around 90 points to hit fresh record high of 18,611.05 and closed at 18,562. Bank Nifty was trading marginally in green and ended at 43,020. Reliance broader market was trading in the green, while Nifty's sectoral indices shifted between gains to losses. Nifty Metal was the biggest loser, ending down 1.19%, while Nifty Oil and Gas rose 1.36%. On to IPOs, Dharmaj Crop Card IPO opened for subscription on today and will close on 30th November. The price band for the IPO has been fixed at ₹216 to ₹237 per share. Dharmaj Crop Card IPO comprises a fresh issue of shares worth ₹216 crore and a sale of 14.83 lakh shares by promoters. The company aims to raise ₹251.15 crore through the offer at the upper price band. Dharmaj Crop Card shares were commanding a grey market premium of ₹55 on Monday, according to people dealing with unlisted securities. The shares of the company are expected to list on the stock exchanges BSE and NSE on Thursday, 8 December. Dharmaj Crop Card is an agrochemical company engaged in the business of manufacturing, distributing, and marketing a wide range of agrochemical formulations. Over to technology, the new CEO and owner of the microblogging application Twitter, Elon Musk recently tweeted, quote, "I think I see a path to Twitter exceeding a billion monthly users in 12 to 18 months," unquote. The company claims and said to advertisers that the user number is at its all-time high, even after a lot many people left the platform after the numerous changes Twitter saw over the past few weeks. Reportedly, Twitter has added more than 15 million DAUs, 237.8 million DAUs and 16.6% annual growth was reported by Twitter for its second quarter. Previous tweets from Musk's end have mostly been in lines of the underdevelopment plans of the company and what new the company has brought. Fitch Ratings on Monday said India's bank credit will see strong growth in current financial year despite effects of higher interest rates. It said the strong loan growth should benefit net revenue particularly as it will be coupled with wider net interest margins. Fitch in a statement said, quote, "We see bank credit expanding by around 13% in FY23, up from 11.5% in FY22. The acceleration will be driven by the normalization of economic activity after the COVID-19 pandemic and high nominal GDP growth, which we expect to boost demand for retail and working capital loans," unquote. Fitch forecasts India's real GDP growth at 7% in 2022-23. It said Indian banks generally remain open to additional capital raising to fund growth, despite the rise in rates. Private banks are generally better than state banks at capital planning, although moves to raise fresh equity are likely to be opportunistic and incremental, Fitch added. Meanwhile, Amazon Food Services will close next month in India after being launched in 2020. When it was created 2 years back with its office in Bangalore and other select parts of the country, it turned out to pose as rival of online food delivery giants Zomato and Swiggy. But now it is confirmed to the news agency Reuters that as part of the annual operating review process, the company will remove the employees and shut down their operations in the coming month. Earlier, Amazon EdTech services were shut down on similar grounds, which was working in presence of EdTech giants like Baiju's in the Indian market. Both these products were launched by Amazon during COVID-19 pandemic to provide these services to customers, which they can avail from their homes. It was never heavily marketed, but Amazon Food Services tied up with many restaurants across Bangalore. Lastly, to strengthen the India-Egypt bilateral relations after a gap of 2 years, there will be a chief guest for Republic Day celebrations in 2023. At the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is coming as the chief guest for the Republic Day celebrations on January 26, 2023. No foreign dignitary was invited as the chief guest in 2021 and 2022 due to the COVID-19 global pandemic. According to an official announcement made by the Ministry of External Affairs over the weekend, this is the first time that the President of the Arab Republic of Egypt will be the chief guest. The formal invitation to President el-Sisi was extended when External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar had visited that country last month. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.